Hello, folks. It is time once again for Arts Live and Local. I am Bill Hamm. I am sitting in for Graham Nystrom, who was supposed to be sitting in for Carol Newman. We don't know how far down the list they had to go to get to me, but here I am. And I am very happy and pleased to be here, and which will, of course, make one of us. And to begin with tonight, today, this afternoon, and who better to be my first guest on the program? Mm-hmm. You know him, you love him. You cannot, in fact, live without him. We have Mr. Deke Guidi here. Deke.
Hello, Bill.
Wonderful to have you as my first guest.
Well, thank you.
The only time they will ever allow me to do this program, possibly.
I feel very lucky to have been part of this one-time-only deal.
That's right.
It's very good.
That's right.
It's very good.
Well, Deke, for those of you out there, for the listeners who may not be familiar with you, and I don't know who that would be, really, at this point, but give us a little bit. What is the Deke Guidi experience? What do you do? You were the board president.
Instructor by trade,
okay.
I guess, at Clatsop Community College. I teach all the speech communication classes.
So you know how to talk. Good.
Yeah.
I might need your help at some point.
And I am also on the board of the Astoria Music Festival, which I am here to talk about today.
Ah.
And I've been known to dabble in singing and acting throughout the North Coast.
So, and you are wonderful at all of those things, as everyone will tell you.
Well, thank you.
And so we've got the Astoria Music Festival, of course.
Yes.
Huge, big event every year.
It's 16th season.
16th season. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Started in 2003, and so we are.
And how long have you been involved in that?
I was involved with the very first student production that happened at the old Liberty Theater in 2003. We did
the pre-restoration
Liberty
Theater. Yeah,
we performed the Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, and I was the Count, and it was my first kind of foray into the opera world after studying for a while, and then I got perhaps maybe a little bit bigger part than I should have gotten. But yeah, now it's all kind of evening out.
That's right. Yes. That's right. And of course, you also do a fair bit of opera singing.
Yes.
Is it the Portland
Opera?
Opera House. Yes.
Yeah.
And are you presently doing anything with them?
Yes. I'm leaving from here after our interview, and then we have our opening night of Rigoletto at
tonight?
The Portland Opera. Yes.
Oh my gosh! And you're here tonight with us as well. Thank you for taking some time out of that amazingly busy schedule. So Rigoletto.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's the one with all
the great ones.
Singing in it, right?
It has a lot of singing.
And what role are you assaying in that?
I am assaying a very unique chorus member.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
And so I am singing back up and with all my buddies from Portland Opera.
Wonderful.
It is just a men's chorus.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us guys, it's kind of a fraternity at this point.
Wow. Well, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's opening tonight?
Tonight.
And what is the run of that one?
Tonight at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. for a matinee, and then next Thursday evening, and then next Saturday evening it closes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. And
yeah,
hopefully, and that will be at
the Keller Auditorium.
Keller Auditorium. Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So if you get a chance, if you can, do check this man out, because he is wonderful. All right. Well, let's talk about the AMF. Let's see what have we got coming up this season, and that begins. What is the starting date on that?
This season, our Astoria Music Festival is going to run from Friday, the 15th of June, all the way through the 1st of July.
Okay.
And we've got bigger concerts scheduled on the weekends, more orchestral, symphonic, opera on the weekends. And then during the week, we utilize a couple of different spaces, Grace Episcopal Church, for some Baroque and chamber music concerts, the PAC for some student recitals and more chamber music and things like that. We're also performing a couple pieces In the McTavish Room of the Liberty Theater during the week. And then
smaller, more intimate space there.
More intimate space and just smaller ensembles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't probably fit 50 musicians in the McTavish Room and then
you could certainly try, but
yeah,
it would not be pleasant.
And we've got some really great some of who we call our all-stars returning this year. We've got, of course, our favorite Russians, Sergei Antonov, the phenomenal cellist.
The beloved.
Beloved guy. And a wonderful, just a wonderful guy in general.
Yes.
And his counterpart, Ilya Kazantsev,
mm-hmm.
who is just a virtuosic piano player who is so incredible. And actually this year he's going to be doing a solo recital of piano with some Chopin, some Rachmaninoff. It's going to be a really spectacular
That's fantastic evening. Yeah, yes. I got a chance to talk to Sergei a few months ago and fantastic guy, loves Astoria.
Yes,
I mean that was one of the big subjects that we spoke about was his he came here and he just adores the place. So
yes,
you know,
and everyone loves him.
Yes,
they just get on stage, and I don't know if anyone had the opportunity to hear Sergei and Ilya in January when they came and performed a concert, and I don't know what it was that night. All the stars were aligning or something, but I've never heard them sound so glorious as they did that evening. The music was just phenomenal. And for as accomplished and brilliant as they both are, they seem to take it
themselves
to another level.
Yeah,
every time. And so it's great. And then we've got singers from the Metropolitan Opera coming. Richard Zeller, who is our resident gigantic voiced baritone. We've got the return of Alan Glassman this year, who is a phenomenal tenor at the Metropolitan Opera. And we're adding a new diva this year for our production, the opera this year. Well, the main stage opera is going to be Tosca.
By Puccini,
yes. And our diva Tosca is going to be played by a woman named Angela Brown, who is critically acclaimed from the Met for Tosca. And I also heard her sing an Aida at the Met.
Wow.
And she was just...
So that's
incredible.
That's going to be huge. That'll be amazing.
That'll be a highlight.
And
for
that
sure.
will be happening. I'm not sure where this is going to be at the Liberty.
This will be at the Liberty on June 24th at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. All
right.
Wow.
Yes.
So that'll be really thrilling.
Yes.
And what else have we got? What other big events do we have? I mean, I think we covered a lot of it, but what other things do we have?
Our first weekend is really exciting because we've got a chamber music soiree, and they're going to be focusing on some stuff that we haven't really done too much in the past with a lot of French music. So there's going to be a Debussy piano sonata. There's going to be a Saint-Saëns cello sonata. There's going to be Poulenc. And then the next night, because it's the 100th birthday of Leonard Bernstein, the great American composer, West Side Story, Candide, all of that, they are doing some of his symphonic dances and some of his symphonies that aren't as performed probably as West Side Story or something like
that. Sure, the lesser known
stuff, but equally incredible.
Well, that'll be fantastic. I didn't realize it was the 100th birthday. Wow.
Yeah. And we've got a night of Beethoven. We've got the first Sunday is actually when the Bernstein Symphonic dances are, and from West Side Story. And then they're doing a Mahler piece, Gustav Mahler, who is a German composer, kind of post-Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a piece called Das Lied von der Erde, which means the Song of the Earth. And it's a duet with a mezzo-soprano and a tenor. And our mezzo is also a Metropolitan Opera regular. Her name is Marianne McCormick, and she's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan Glassman is also going to be singing the tenor part in that.
Wow. So there's a lot of really amazing stuff. There usually is. I mean, this is probably one of the big events of the year, I would say.
Absolutely.
Every year.
Absolutely.
And what are you, I mean, are you going to be lending your pipes to the proceedings?
I'm lucky enough to be able to join those three spectacular singers on the stage for Tosca.
Oh, my God.
If you can imagine, I'm going to be singing kind of the comic relief, which only happens in the first act because the second and third acts aren't too funny.
They get a little dark, I think. About opera. Yeah. Occasionally, they're not, you know.
Yeah. And this year, we're reintroducing our young artist program.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will be instrumental young artists and vocal apprentice young artists. And so the last week is actually kind of the young artist week, and we will be performing, Are you ready? The Marriage of Figaro.
Oh, wow. Full circle.
Full circle, yes. I won't be playing the Count, probably much to everyone's relief, but I will be probably playing Dr. Bartolo.
Nice.
And just coming in and singing some stuff and acting crazy, and then I get to relax a lot during that opera while everyone else is doing the heavy lifting, and I come in and just add my lines and color.
There
exactly.
We go.
Exactly.
Did Figaro ever get divorced? We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah, that might be the third story. It's interesting.
The sequel that didn't happen.
It's interesting actually because The Barber of Seville is the first one in the trilogy,
right?
And then there's one. And then The Marriage of Figaro happens roughly three or four years later. And then there's another one that Beaumarchais wrote that, of course, the title of it is escaping me.
That's all right. That's all right.
That kind of wraps up the story.
Okay. So it is kind of a trilogy. And we love our trilogies in the Western world.
Absolutely.
So
this is our Star Wars.
Indeed. Well, I know you've got to get going. I thank you very much for being my guest here on Arts Live and Local.
Thank you so much.
Are we? Do we have our tickets going
to
be available?
Tickets are ready to go. If you visit us at the office, which is down on Exchange, located next to the Tempo Gallery in Old Town Framing, is the office of the Astoria Music Festival.
Okay.
And you can also reach us through our website, astoriamusicfestival.org, and tickets are available for purchase right now. So
fantastic.
And this stuff's probably going to go fast, I think.
Some of these are pretty big events, so pick up on those while you can. Well, Deke Weedy, thank you so much.
Bill,
I really appreciate it.
You're the best.
Oh, please, please.
You're the best.
Thank you. Well, I'm so happy that you came on. I know you've got to go. You've got to hurry down to PDX.
Yes, I have to get eyeliner.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. And that is important. A very lesser known aspect of the opera singers.
Exactly.
Palette, I guess. Well, all right. Well, while we prepare our next guest here, why don't we give a little taste for people of what they might expect. This is from Tosca. This is from Act 2 and Visi d'arte, Tosca's famous
appeal to God. Why is this happening to her? She's lived her life for art and for love, and she's being forced to make a horrible choice, and the action kind of stops, and she sings this gorgeous piece. It really is the centerpiece of the whole opera. So,
and you will hear Angela Brown singing that.
Yes,
at the event. This is not Angela Brown, I don't believe, but this will give you some indication of what you can expect. Deke Weedy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, and we will be back with our next guest in just a few moments. But first, let's lay out a little Puccini. Okay, there we go. Thank you.
Oh! istante.
Okay. A little Puccini for you all. And thank you once again to Deke Weedy for coming in. This is Arts Live and Local here on your Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM. Once again, this is Arts Live and Local. I am not Carol Newman. And we have some wonderful guests here, some more wonderful guests, and we're happy to have them here. And would you like to go ahead and introduce yourselves, or should I introduce you for you? All right. Well, we have two Barbaras here in the studio with me right now. We have Barbara Polshock here.
Hi.
And Barbara Bate. And they are here. We've got some great things to talk about here. And if you want to, I think, let's see if we can get the mic there. All right. I think we're probably pretty good. Okay. So let's start. There's a few things coming up. We've got the Bayside Singers happening. That's going to be happening. They've already performed at the Lutheran Church in Ocean Park. Was it last week, I believe?
Last Saturday.
And they are going to be performing this Saturday at the Historic Chinook School Event Center, which they've done a lot of work to. They finally got that up and running. So it looks really great there. And give us a little idea of what we can expect. The Bayside Singers, if people are not familiar with them, what we can...
I selected a program of eclectic, pretty much, mm-hmm. Some classical. Usually I start with a sacred piece, mm-hmm. or some ode to music. And then we did a beautiful aria, beautiful choral piece by Stupp, which is called Amor de mi Alma, a lovely work for choir.
Mm-hmm.
And this section of the concert is both SATB and SSA. So we have soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and we also have a choir of just women.
Okay.
So we're doing, as I said, an eclectic first half. And then, for the first time, I decided that the chorus, who have so much fun together, that they would do a sequence from Trial by Jury of Gilbert and Sullivan.
Oh, nice.
And they're running all over the place. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great.
The last half of the program.
All right. And so you are the director,
yes.
of the Bayside Singers?
And Barbara's the accompanist.
Yes. So we'll be playing piano? Yeah.
Piano.
Okay.
Keyboard.
All right, and where do you draw where the Bayside Singers, the talent from? Where are they?
I think most of us are from the peninsula.
Okay.
We have some wonderful singers there.
All right, and we've got, looks like there is a larger number than I realized, I guess, just looking at the list here. We have
32 in that list right
wow.
now.
Yeah. Wow, wow. Mm-hmm. And how long has this been going on? How long
it
has the
started with... Sandy Nielsen with just a women's group about how many years ago?
Yeah, 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then that grew with women coming in, and then she wanted to have a full women's and men's choir, so we went to that kind of a situation.
Okay. All right. And this is also the occasion of a new, you have just self-published a collection entitled The Peach Tree, mm-hmm. 14 Poems in Music for Chorus. And I presume that there is some of this is going to be performed as part of the event?
Some of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it looks like the Three Ravens, is that the name of the mm-hmm. Composition? Okay,
yes.
That's going to be performed.
The newest one.
So this is all brand new stuff.
Some of it I wrote, a few I wrote when I was teaching at Pacific Lutheran University.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are your personal sort of influences when it comes to that? I mean, what are your influences? What would you say?
Well, I'm a pianist for a long time, mm-hmm. still am, but mm-hmm. I became a singer when I was, about 16, and that grew and grew, and I'm sort of the cart before the horse because I got jobs in universities before my degree.
Okay.
And then I got a job, a position as assistant professor at Pacific Lutheran. Probably that was about, I taught there from 1969 till 90-something.
Oh, wow, so okay, a long time. Wonderful.
And I taught voice and vocal pedagogy and opera.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, yeah. We had a... Our last guest was a wonderful opera singer, Deke, who you met outside.
Yes.
So we have some wonderful, wonderful voice people here today.
Yes.
And Barbara Bate, I should say, how did you get involved with all of this?
Oh, well, I've been playing the piano since I was 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And moving to the peninsula, actually, Barbara was one of the first people I met at the Dunes Pool.
Okay.
And
swimming pool, yeah.
And this is years ago, but I was helping out at the Methodist Church, and I met this woman and said, oh, if there are people like this here, I think I want to stay around.
Right.
And so we've known each other for many years, and then have done some music together, and then when the Bayside Singers needed Barbara as director and needed an accompanist, I said, yes, please.
So that's,
it's a joy.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And so, the book was Barbara and another friend's idea to put that together, and labored hours and hours and hours doing
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
Editing and so forth.
Sure. And where can one get a hold of this book if they wanted to get a copy?
On Saturday, tomorrow.
Okay.
They could get copies at the Chinook Event Center.
Okay.
We have limited numbers of copies.
Sure.
We just put them together with the huge help from Laser Quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have approximately 50 copies of it as they are removed.
That's
taken to other people. We will make some more copies.
Okay.
There's also a place in Ocean Park where a week from now, a week and a day from now, Barbara will be signing copies at Adelaide's Copy Shop.
Oh, okay.
Coffee Shop in Ocean Park.
Okay. And that will be, what day will that be again?
Saturday the 12th.
Saturday
at
the 12th.
1 p.m.
1 p.m. at Adelaide's Coffee Shop in Ocean Park. Okay. And so this is tomorrow night?
Afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, excuse me. Yes. It's tomorrow night somewhere. It's 2 p.m. tomorrow at the historic Chinook School Event Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Bayside Singers, a celebration of music. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. Had a good turnout for the one last week at the Lutheran Church?
Yeah,
yes.
Very full.
Wonderful, wonderful. So that's there's a lot to look forward to. I also want to just mention as well that Barbara Polshock, I should, as we said, we have two Barbaras here in the studio, Barbara Polshock and Barbara Bate. You have been involved pretty much since it was founded, I would say, the Peninsula Association of Performing Artists, or PAPA. For short.
Yes, from the first fiddler.
From the first fiddler. Wow, I remember. Yeah. I was there. I saw that. Was that? Was that 2007?
Seven or so.
Yeah.
Really, before Papa, there was that first fiddler.
Right, because that hadn't. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The Indian
Association. Yeah. And you are going to be the musical director of the
Beauty and the Beast, because it's such a huge show, and I can't move as fast as I used to. I can't run up on the stage and say, I want you to turn here, turn there.
Right, right. So you're...
So I'm doing the music, and Brooke Flood is a wonderful young woman with so much energy.
Right.
And a graduate of George Fox with her theater degree.
Oh, wonderful, yes. Well, she's done quite a bit there. So, and that'll be coming up in July.
Yes, July to August. Middle of August, I think.
Okay, and that's going to be over at the Fort Columbia Theater.
Yep, that's our little
July 6th through August 5th, we've got that.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in that, and you should be, they put on some wonderful shows there. And that's the Fort Columbia Theater in, is that considered Chinook? I guess it's, or it's...
Kind of the east end of Chinook.
Yeah, it's on the way. It's on the way out of town.
On top of the tunnel.
On top of the tunnel, exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, you can also go over to PAPA Theater, P-A-P-A-T-H-E, ATER.org, or you can call Cindy Ford, 3602
Flood.
Well, yeah. I knew that. They said somebody wrote Ford, but it's Flood. I knew
Flood,
that.
Yeah.
3602712879. So that's coming up this summer. That'll be a great performance. But before that, do attend the Bayside Singers Celebration of Music happening at the historic Chinook School Event Center tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Yes.
And Barbara. Thank you so much for joining us here on Arts Live and Local. And good luck. I'm sure it'll go really wonderfully, as these things tend to do. So
we'll have a good time.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. And we will be continuing on with the program. And before that, we'll just go ahead and get a little interstitial music happening for everybody. We have country folk singer, songwriter, and storyteller Dan Weber is going to be performing next Saturday, the 12th, at 7 p.m. at the Peninsula Arts Center. And that's in 504 Pacific Avenue North in Long Beach. So that might be a big, nice event for you to attend. And to give you a little taste of that, we're going to play a track from him, entitled Hank and Jesus. And we'll be back here on Arts Live and Local.
South of Louisville, Kentucky, on I-65, I pulled into a rest stop before I pushed on through the night. I met a deadhead with a backpack, and man, I knew that guy. He asked, if you're heading south, well, I could really use the ride. But I'm only on the interstate as far as Bowling Green. Then I'm cutting west towards Memphis, where the blues don't treat you mean. And we drove the blue highways across Tennessee and back, and I don't recall not even once stopping for gas. He said, I know you won't believe me, but that's all right. I just wanted someone to talk with tonight. So I drove while he told stories, but they started sounding weird, like he'd been to Woodstock and never came back from there. He said friends of his were angels, and most of them were saints, except this one guy named Judas, who he swore had been framed. Well, he believed what he was saying, but me, I had my doubts. So I pulled off at a bar hoping he might clear out. And we drove the blue highways across Tennessee and back, and I don't recall not even once stopping for gas. He said, I know you won't believe me, but that's alright. I just wanted someone to talk with tonight. He came clean, said he was Jesus Christ, and I said, yeah, and I'm Hank Williams, man, and maybe you should drive. He said Hank was back with Audrey now, and they were doing fine, but you know that not one of us gets out of this world alive. So it's 100 miles to Memphis in the middle of the night, with those high beams surging. Just a little light. He said, life is like this two-lane road. It's a crooked deal. I said, she pulls a little to the left. Jesus, keep both hands on the wheel. And we drove the blue highways across Tennessee and back. And I don't recall not even once stopping. that's all right. I just wanted someone to talk with tonight. Said, I know you don't believe in me, but that's all right. I just wanted someone to talk with tonight.
Okay, well, that was Dan Weber, who will be performing, as I mentioned, at the Peninsula Arts Center on Saturday, May the 12th at 7 p.m. Check out peninsulaartscenter.org for more information for that. And my name is Bill. I'm here as the guest host for Arts Live and Local on this Friday. And show's been going pretty well so far, and I have no doubt that it will continue to do so because of our, certainly by... In no small measure because of our next guest here and another beloved figure here in the community. And, of course, you know him. If you are a regular listener of the station, you'll know him from the Under the Rainbow show.
Yeah.
Which is every, what, fourth?
Every third Wednesday.
Every third Wednesday. So it's not this coming Wednesday, but the 16th will be your next one, I believe. At 8 p.m. from 8 to 10 on this very station. And if you haven't checked that show out, do. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's Marco Davis is here.
Hello.
Hello, Marco. Greetings. How are you today?
I'm great. So nice to be here.
Well, nice to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And we've got some great stuff coming up. And we have this Sunday. This is actually the first time I've really even heard about this. I don't know if this will be our third one. And it's called Sunday in the Park with Art.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Well, it's an art hike experience. So the first 2 years, we did it on the Quis Quis Trail out of Fort Clatsop, which is about a three-mile loop. And it's a lovely experience, but a lot of people mentioned the challenge of the trail. So
sure.
This year, we're kind of approaching it in a different direction and having it start at the Natel Landing parking lot and walking along the river towards the visitor center and the Fort Clatsop monument. And along the path, there will be installation art, performance art, musicians, dance type stuff that happens. And so we're calling Act One the approach towards Fort Clatsop. And then we're going to have an interactive intermission. Jessica Schleif and Kathy Peterson are working on some things for people to experience during the intermission. And during that time, the performance artists and musicians will trade out, and so the walk back will be with different music and dance.
So this will be along certain points in the along the path then.
Yes.
There will be performances.
And but the whole thing is really more as beautiful as it is to see all of the art in nature. It's even more incredible to see nature in nature.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Right now it's just so magnificent.
What a great time of year to be doing this. So, and
it starts at
1 o'clock on this Sunday,
on the 6th.
Okay.
And then Act 2 starts at 2:30.
Okay. And let's see if you, and that's, so where's the starting point for that?
The Natel Landing parking lot.
Okay.
So you can go to the visitor center to purchase a pass, and then from leaving the visitor center, you'd take a left out of there and head down the road about 3/4 of a mile to the parking lot. And then you'll park in there and just walk along the river, and you'll know the starting point when you see it. But we'll have a little opening ceremony and everything and let the fun begin.
Great, great. Yeah. And that's if you are interested in that, for more info, you can call the Fort Clatsop Visitor Center. 503-861-2471.
It's also in Coast Weekend.
Yep.
And then it's in the Hip Fish, and then there's a Facebook page as
okay.
well.
Okay. So it's all over the place. Good. Yeah. Good. Can we get a little preview, some sort of hint of what you might expect, or do we want to surprise?
I love the surprise.
People? Okay.
But there's some amazing stuff happening.
It sounds like it, and I'm sure, and with the talent that we have in this area, I have no doubt that there's a lot of wonderful stuff. And it is an all ages, it's a family friendly experience, as it should be, but want to make sure that is
stated.
Yes.
And it's an easy stroll, actually. It's all flat.
So oh, good, good. Well, that's good to know as well, because, yeah, you know, some, you know, especially if they're older people, mm-hmm, that want to be involved, you know, there's not a lot of climbing.
Yeah.
Right. Wonderful. So that's going to be fantastic, and that is happening this Sunday, May the 6th, starting at 1 p.m., Sunday in the Park with Art.
Yes.
Fantastic. So, and this is the third one. So that's so it's good. That's very. We'll have to see if we can check that out.
Yeah.
And I know, Marco, you have plenty of things always in the works.
Always
it seems.
In the works.
So what have we got? What else have we got to look forward to in the next couple of months?
We have our third annual Astoria Pride coming up.
Yay.
On the weekend of June 8th, 9th, and 10th, which will be fun. We'll have the gala at the Liberty Theater Friday night,
mm-hmm,
and then Saturday we'll have the foot and bike parade along the waterfront,
right,
ending down by the Barbie Center, which will be where we have the all-day-long block party with a bunch of different bands and performance, a big drag show,
mm-hmm,
food booths, vendors. It's going
to
be
all around the area. Yeah.
Last year it was our first block party, and it was just so beautiful.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That was huge, and just a fantastic time for everybody. That,
yeah,
you know,
and that's our way of saying thank you to the community for being so supportive to our community,
yeah,
and kind of helping this happen. It's a free event, and
well, that's
it's
wonderful.
A lot of fun.
That's wonderful. Anything else you got? You're always, yeah.
I know. I'm kind of slowing down a little bit. I've told myself that after Pride, that I'm taking a year sabbatical from many of the boards and things that I'm doing. As,
mm-hmm,
I approach my 50th birthday, I'm just going to take...
What?
I know.
You're
I am.
You're approaching it, but you're what, like 15 years away from it,
January,
or something, right?
Well. So I'm going to take some time to make sure I'm stepping how I want to be stepping.
Well, good
and
for you.
Doing what I need to
well,
do.
Gosh, I mean, you... it's incredible, the number of things that you've helped put on and helped, you know, I mean, I think you have really sort of upped the game in this area as far as a certain kind of performance and a certain kind of art in this region. And it's wonderful
to see. It's been fun to watch it grow. And,
yeah,
and it's what's exciting is that there are so many other people that are joining in and participating, that it's not something that I feel I have to...
You're not shouldering the whole burden for
and
it. Yeah.
To me, that's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's when
inspiring
people involved.
Yeah.
And that's how it really grows
that's
and matures.
How it has to be. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, Marco, thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Of course. Well, thanks for being here on my show here. I'm going to call it my show.
You're a nice substitute for Carol.
Well, thank you very much. Maybe if they will have me back, we don't know.
I'm sure.
The whole thing has not crumbled to the ground as yet. And of course, once again, you can hear Marco here on Coast Community Radio a week
over
from
I
mean, you know, every third Wednesday of the month is the Over the Rainbow show, and it's you. It's not just you, of course.
Me and David Dreyfel.
Yeah, and
we have a lot of fun.
Great music, just great personalities. It's a great, great show, and it's, you know, nice. It sets things up for my show that comes on a little
bit
later.
Strange because of the, now we have a show in between us.
Yes,
too.
That's true. So we don't see each other as much when we're, you know, passing in the night, as it were.
We have the Moonlit Cocoon.
Yes, wonderful show too. Some great programs here on this station.
They're
really glad to be a part of it.
It's so great to be involved.
All right.
Thank
Marco,
you.
Thank you so much. And we're going to continue on with the program. And let's play a little bit of great local music. Thank you, Marco. We've got my good friend Derek Moore's band, Midas Digs, and play a little bit of that for you while we queue up our next guest. And great show so far. Thanks for listening. This is Arts Live and Local here on your Coast Community Radio, and this is Midas Digs with Double. Or not. Wow, that was a little odd there. Are we having some issues with the disc? Well, yes, you see, this is what happens when you say things are going well. The fates conspire against you. Let's try this again and see if we can get this right. Let's try it one more time. Here's Midas Digs with Double. Nope. All right. Oh. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here. It's Arts Live and Local, everybody, on Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM. And we are here. Our final guests for the hour are, we have Tracy Abel and Andrew Tonry. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we've got a couple of things we want to talk about, a couple of big events. This looks really great. It's called Get Lit at the Beach, a gathering for readers. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what that's about?
Okay, this event is, this is the seventh year. Mm-hmm. We have several authors. This year we have Terry Brooks, Amy Stewart, Craig Leslie, and Gina Oshner, and R.A. Salvatore.
That's a pretty amazing lineup there. I know the Amy Stewart, of course, the other Girl Waits with Gun, mm-hmm. I believe. Is that not? Yeah, and what, R.A. Salvatore is a fantasy writer.
Correct.
Terry Brooks. Now I know that name, but I can't think of.
He is like the fantasy writer.
He is the fantasy. You're right. You're right. That is true. And Gina Oshner, who is a short story writer, mm-hmm. Winner of the Flannery O'Connor Award for short fiction, the Oregon Book Award winner, and who's the one I missed?
I missed Craig Leslie.
Craig Leslie.
He's our keynote.
Okay, so he's going to be the keynote speaker mm-hmm. at the Surfsand Ballroom. And we should say it's going to be happening at the Surfsand Ballroom in Cannon Beach.
Mm-hmm. And well, there are multiple locations. It's a whole weekend of of events.
But it's going to be happening, is going to be all happening in the Cannon Beach area, or mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so it's the reception's at the Haystack Gardens, and then the rest of the events will take place at the Surfsand.
Okay.
And this Sunday at the Coaster, too.
And then, at the Coaster,
yes, yes. Can't forget the Coaster. So that's going to be starting on the evening of the 18th. That'll be Friday evening, mm-hmm. going through till noon on Sunday the 20th. So, wow, this is great. So this is the seventh annual event. Mm-hmm. How did this get started?
Well, it actually started with the late Val Ryan, who mm-hmm. owned Cannon Beach Book Company. She had a Midwinter Mystery. And then along with Mike Morgan and Jeff Womack, they got together and decided that we wanted to keep the literary arts alive in Cannon Beach. And mm-hmm. they put this festival together. And
fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting. Get a lot of good response, a lot of people coming in. Just for this event, I
definitely.
Would think.
Well, and one thing that's names. Really unique to our event is that for book lovers, they are able to and encouraged to sit down and talk with the authors mm-hmm. on a very intimate, small level, I guess.
Yes,
so
right, one to one sort of thing, which is obviously something you don't always get a chance to do.
Not at the big
it's
book
much
festivals.
More than just that 2 seconds in a signing line.
Right, right.
Say something real quick and get out of there. Like, you have time to kind of...
to kind of chat with them. And,
with
and it sounds like there's, yeah, and there's a lot of these authors. Nice wide variety of them. I've got a lot to say, I'm sure. And so we're happening the Saturday night. The author's reception will be on Friday at the Haystack Gardens, as you mentioned. And then there will be presentations at the Surf Sand Ballroom on Saturday. Is that throughout the day?
Yes.
Okay. And then there was going to be a hosted prime rib dinner with Craig Leslie as the keynote speaker on Saturday evening, I assume at the Surf Sand Ballroom as well. And then at the Coaster on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. will be the Q&A session with all of the authors on stage. So, wow, that's fantastic.
And that Sunday program is free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's good to know, too. Yeah. Yes, right. Yeah. So do come to all of that. That sounds fantastic.
And tickets are available online.
Oh, yes. Why don't you give us...
So that's www.getlitatthebeach.com.
Okay. All right.
And then there are three local businesses, Cannon Beach Book Company, mm-hmm. Jupiter's Books, and Copies and Packs that you could also purchase tickets at.
Okay. Fantastic. Fantastic. So this is Get Lit at the Beach, a gathering for readers. That's coming up in just a couple of weekends. And that's... is that a lot of work? A lot of... I mean, that sounds like a lot of, you know, corralling the people in and a lot of logistical concerns and that sort of thing. Do you have I would assume you're not the only two that are helping set this up. You've got a whole group of people, that whole network.
We do. We're sponsored with a grant from the Tourism and Arts Commission in Cannon Beach. And then our Tullivanna Arts Colony mm-hmm. is the sponsor also that puts this on. And then we have a small committee that basically does the logistics of the event.
It's pretty slick. Tracy's got it down.
Yeah.
It's like clockwork.
It sounds like it's
comfy.
You've got
like
all the T's pretty. Are dotted and the I's are crossed. Yes. As they don't say. But yeah, that's... So, my goodness. Well, I'm going to have to check this out as well.
The cool thing about it is whatever you like to read, mm-hmm. you're probably going to discover a new author over the weekend. Like I'll always walk away with a new, you know, a new person to check out and or just be, you know, totally compelled. And there's, you know, because of the wide variety of styles.
Right. Come in as a fantasy fan, leave as a, you know, mm-hmm.
leave with a book about the Vietnam War.
Right.
You know? I mean, like, you never know.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And that's it's nice that there's such a variety of authors that are going to be involved. And so we've got this coming up. And I know we wanted to mention also there's something else that you have in the works that you want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm announcing it. I guess I'm kind of like breaking news.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Absolutely.
I just launched the website for the second annual Cannon Beach Comedy Festival.
Oh, right.
That will be 2 days, June 15th and 16th, also in Cannon Beach.
Hopefully, maybe have you back here to talk about that some more.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Just
give us a little hint of what we can expect from that.
Our headliner, if anyone has watched the show, oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of the show, the comedy competition on TV.
Last Comic Standing.
Yes. Lachlan Patterson, the runner-up.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it sounds like you might.
I definitely, yes, I know who that is. That's cool.
A man that's so handsome that nobody thought he could be funny, but it
makes you sick, really, honestly.
And I've got a who's who of some Portland comics, and I'm going to be announcing people up until that date to keep
so
it going.
Okay, so we want to just, you know, like kind of parcel out the information sparingly,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just
keep it in your...
Yeah, okay. And what's the site? What's the website for that?
CannonBeachComedyFestival.com.
Okay. And this is the second one? You did one last year?
Yep.
Okay. How did that go? Well, obviously it went well enough to do it a second.
I was I couldn't have been happier,
That's great. That's great. How did that come about? What was the impetus for getting that going?
I'm a comedy fan. I used to be a comedy journalist in Portland.
Oh, nice.
Kind of watched that scene rise, and then I moved to Los Angeles, where you can see great comedy every night of the week for free.
Amazing, amazing comedy,
And I came to Cannon Beach and missed it and wanted to share this thing that I love.
Well, that's good, because I'm a fan as well. I'm a big comedy nerd, so I like to, you know. And, in fact, I am surprised that I was not aware that had happened last year. So now I have no excuse. Now I have to go. That's good. Well, who are your favorite comedians, comedic people?
I don't know how topical I should be, but I thought Michelle Wolf did a pretty good job.
Oh my gosh, did she not? Yes,
I think. Yeah, I think it was all. It was all fair.
Yep, I think so. I mean, she was up there telling, and she and. Get into opinions and that sort of thing, but I think she was, like you say, she was fair. She she didn't just hit one side; she hit everybody basically, and maybe that's why a lot of those people were not too thrilled, because she kind of fragged some of our own, if you will. But yeah, she was great, and there's a lot of comedy these days. There is a lot of it out there, and which is fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of really good comedy out there. I mean, I remember when there was the big sort of glut in the 80s, when every town had like three comedy clubs and there were people just, brick walls. And
yeah, there was that, and then there was the crash, and then there was the aughts boom. The podcast boom.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be happening, and that'll be happening in Cannon Beach, as you mentioned. Okay. We'll lay that out there as things progress. Before that, we want to make sure that people come to Get Lit at the Beach on May 18th through the 20th. And for these events, can people get like a pass that will allow them to attend all the events, or they have to get individual?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a one pass price, or you can actually go
and do the
individual. And that pass includes a pretty wicked dinner.
Yes, well, you mentioned that. Yeah, the prime rib something.
You'd spend half of that on the dinner.
Absolutely. So I mean, just the food alone, I think. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be some great stuff to look forward to. And I thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thank you for
it. And good luck with that. Hopefully we'll have you back talk about the comedy festival. We want to get that going. All right. Well, that was Tracy Abel, Andrew Tonry. Get Lit at the Beach. You can get all the information on that by going to www.getlitatthebeach.com. And that's happening from the 18th of May through the 20th of May, Friday through Sunday. And thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. We're coming towards the end of the program here. We got just a couple minutes to go. So we're going to, let me just give you a little indication of, I'm going to maybe get a little background, see if we can get a little background music in here. We'll just play the same music as before, because I know that's instrumental. And let you know what, sounds a little bleak, but all right, anyway. So as mentioned before, Dan Weber, country singer, songwriter, storyteller, is happening at the Peninsula Arts Center on the 12th of May at 7 p.m., 504 Pacific Avenue, North Long Beach, Washington. And we have the Celebrate Spring with the traditional May Day celebration at the Fire Mountain School, 6505 Elk Flat Road in Arch Cape, on the 5th, May 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dance Around the Maypole. I guess it isn't instrumental. I thought it was. Enjoy music, crafts, food, dancing, and cake. It's family friendly. And don't mind the fact that they're just a few days late on May Day. But let's see. Chelsea Werner Jatke, I hope I got that right, Jatsky, will lead a writing workshop on the 12th of May at 10 a.m. at the Southwester Lodge in Seaview, Washington, 3728 J Place in Seaview. For more information, go to southwesterlodge.com. And I know down at the Coaster tonight, they're opening The Odd Couple. Neil Simon's Odd Couple. That's got a great cast. At least one KMUN programmer in the cast. I just did a show over at the Coaster last month. Did Noises Off. So I'm sure it'll be almost as good as that. And that's opening tonight. And it's going to be running for the next 4 weeks. So do check that out. It's going to be great. Let's see, the Astoria School of Ballet and the Liberty Theater present Margaret Wall's original ballet adaptation of the children's novel, A Little Princess, with music by Jules Massenet, 7 p.m. on the 4th, that's tonight, at the Liberty Theater. So check that out. Cannon Beach Gallery Group presents the 18th Annual Spring Unveiling Arts Festival all over town. Art, music, food, that's from the 4th through the 6th, so that's going to be exciting. Do come down for that. And let's see, Nature Matters presents Oregon author Robin Cody on Thursday, May the 10th at 7 p.m. at the Fort George Lovell Showroom in Astoria. Cody will be telling river stories based on his experiences canoeing the Columbia River from its source. The program is free and open to the public, 503-861-2471. And that's just about it for Arts Live and Local. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I may be back in this seat eventually, once again. We don't know. We'll find out. I think it did not go tragically, so I think we're doing okay. And we're coming up now on Arts Live and Local. You're listening to KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM. Thanks for listening.